Rose Quad Journal. In the spirit of the free philosophic inquiry that characterized the Renaissance and the Enlightenment, the Rose Quad Journal is an international, interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary, peer-reviewed online journal published by the Rosicrucian Order AMORC that focuses on topics that relate to the sciences, history, the arts, mysticism, and spirituality. Especially interdisciplinary topics and transdisciplinary inquiries that traverse and lie beyond the limits of different fields of study. These topics may relate to any of the arts and sciences and/or to other emerging fields of human endeavor. Below are abstracts from just a few of the many fascinating papers published in the Rose Quad Journal. Searching for the Cosmic Quintessence: How Alchemists Meditated in the Middle Ages and Renaissance. Dennis William Hauck, Ph.D. The meditative techniques practiced by alchemists in the Middle Ages were different from what we think of as meditation today. Alchemical meditation was an active instead of a passive activity, and it focused on harnessing spiritual forces for positive transformation and specific manifestations. The alchemists sought to actually work with the transcendental powers during meditation to achieve union with the divine mind, or somehow bring the transformative powers from above directly into their practical work in the lab or their personal work in the inner laboratory of their souls. This paper reviews two actual meditations practiced by medieval and Renaissance alchemists. The first is a form of mystical contemplation popular with spiritual seekers of all kinds during this period. The other is a meditation created specifically for alchemists and kept secret from the public for over 200 years. The two meditations are intended to be practiced by those interested, and free audio recordings of the guided meditations are available. Entanglement, Causality, and the Cohesion of Space-Time. Michael A. Amaral, M.D., FACS. Entanglement is an extraordinary quantum mechanical property where two particles remain connected to one another no matter how far apart they may be in the universe. Far from being simply a curiosity, entanglement may exist across time and provide not only cohesion to space-time, but also a primordial scaffold for causal links. This suggests the existence of symmetrical relations between events separated in time and raises the possibility that the future may influence the past. A review on anti-gravity, levitation, resonance, and devices inspired by the Ouroboros serpent. Christopher G. Provatidis, Ph.D. This paper is an attempt to review the state of the art on several physical principles related to the movement and levitation of objects. Not only normal, but also paranormal phenomena are discussed. It is believed that this work contributes to a better understanding of present technologies and techniques used. Starting from ancient times, the anti-gravity properties of the caduceus carried by Hermes in Greek mythology are discussed. Next, strange paranormal phenomena related to the levitation of inanimate and living objects are systematically presented. The meaning of ether and its role in anti-gravity phenomena is discussed to an extent. Some magic tricks are discussed. In addition, the philosophical importance of the number 8, which, if rotated by 90 degrees, forms the infinity symbol, is introduced. Based on the latter figure 8 shape, a recently announced theory in physics that shows promise for anti-gravity effects is discussed. Apart from a better philosophical understanding of nature, the final technological objective of similar research could be the ability to perform interstellar cruises in the future. Science's Mysteries, This Far and No Further. Dave Stein, M.A. Science and its underpinnings, mathematics and logic, are shaking their own foundations, with profound implications not only for the scientific method, but also for the relationship between science and mysticism. For example, recent advances in quantum physics and continual reinterpretations of earlier findings are calling into question the notion of the detached observer, a notion fundamental to the contemporary scientific method, as well as the reductionistic approach of attempting to understand an entirety in terms of its components. Other findings indicate that uncertainty, randomness, and inconsistency may be basic to nature, with pervasive implications for the predictive and descriptive capability of science. Indeed, it is at the level of the chaotic quantum substrate that mystical laws may operate. As for science's foundational mathematics and logic, they rest on axioms that, in a striking parallel with some Western religions, are unprovable, consensus-based, and ultimately accepted on faith. Beyond these gatekeepers to knowledge lies yet another. Stated differently, this far and no further. Like religion, science has mysteries that are beyond its reach. Increasing studies of consciousness, intuitive processes, and some of the healing modalities can be expected to magnify the limits of reductionism-based science. This is because these studies generally do not yield the repeatable results that the scientific method demands. It is envisioned that the scientific method will need to evolve to encompass subjective experiences that have been traditionally regarded as outside its realm, and that are inherent to mystical teachings and consciousness research, perhaps starting with a framework that recognizes the interconnectedness of the observer and the observed. This paper concludes with commentary on cultural, social, and academic trends that, in parallel with developments in science, highlight the limits of reductionism.